Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, January the 18th, 2020. Let us pray. We thank you, Father, that we can come again to continue our study of the events that are taking place around us. We know that clearly you have told us in advance and warned us concerning all of what we're seeing. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to give us strength that is necessary so that we might stand according to your will and be successful in bearing through. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today we're going to deal with the subject preparing for war. Preparing for war. And I've got a few articles that I'd like to share with you. And they all have to do with the recent events that took place in the Capitol on January the 6th. And it's really interesting how these events are pointing in one particular direction. There are those who have every intention of taking control of this nation. The earth that helped the woman, the United States of America, and bringing it into a place where it begins to speak as a dragon, that it is a Christian nation. That is the objective here. And all of the events that we see happening around us are heading in that direction. But today I'd like to share with you a few articles. The first one is found in the New York Times. It was published on January the 13th, 2020. The writer of the article is Emily Cochrane, C-O-C-H-R-A-N-E. Let me spell that last name again. That's Emily Cochrane, C-O-C-H-R-A-N-E. And the title of the article is Inside the Capitol for Impeachment, National Guard in Every Corner. The title again, Inside the Capitol for Impeachment, National Guard in Every Corner. Now, of course, you remember that after the invasion of the Capitol back on January the 6th, it was decided now that the president is going to be impeached for the second time since he has been president. And of course, this is unique because no president prior to this has been impeached twice. All right, so let's take a look at this article. The New York Times, January the 13th, 2021, Inside the Capitol for Impeachment, National Guard in Every Corner. Here's the article. 1 week after the siege of the Capitol, lawmakers impeached President Trump a second time under heavily armed guard. The troops lined the halls of the Capitol on Wednesday as the House of Representatives prepared to vote to impeach President Trump 1 week after he incited a mob to overrun the complex. They slept on the marble floors, lined up for coffee in the 24-hour snack bar, and marveled at the marble likenesses of the nation's founders in the rotunda and statuary hall. They snapped photos with their phones, ate pizza, and sometimes played cards, their M4 carbines at their sides. Throngs of armed, camouflage, fatigue-clad members of the National Guard ringed the Capitol and lined its walls on Wednesday, weapons, helmets, and backpacks stacked seemingly in every corner of the complex. The heavily militarized presence provided a jarring and sobering backdrop to the House chamber as a majority of lawmakers moved to impeach a sitting American president for inciting an insurrection on the nation's capital. It evoked reminders of the rioters who just 1 week earlier had stormed the complex as its terrified occupants took shelter inside the barricaded House chamber and secure locations across the Capitol, and the recriminations that remained before President-elect Joseph R. Biden Jr.'s inauguration. It doesn't belong here, Representative Elaine Luria, Democrat of Virginia, and a veteran who served 20 years in the Navy, said of the military presence in the building. It is something that is out of place. I hate the idea that we're going to change in a way, be harder, more difficult, or more cumbersome for people to come enjoy the historic monument, that this is because of what happened last week, she added. Much like the lawmakers, aides, and reporters who were still exchanging accounts of where they were during the siege of Trump supporters, Capitol Hill on Wednesday appeared to be torn between nursing the open wounds left by deadly riots and the need to lay the groundwork for healing under a new administration. Capitol workers feverishly worked in recent days to complete preparations for the inauguration on January the 20th, hanging blue curtains over the entrance to the rotunda and brushing dust off the statues, among reminders of the violence. Window panes remained splintered and cracked in parts of the Capitol, and two holes were left over the entry of the office of the Speaker, Nancy Pelosi of California, after rioters stole her embossed wood plaque. Freshman lawmakers delivered their maiden floor speeches on the merits of charging President Trump with high crimes and misdemeanors for inciting an insurrection. After a majority of the House voted to impeach Mr. Trump, Ms. Pelosi spoke from the same lectern that a Trump loyalist had been photographed gleefully hauling across the Capitol. I don't have enough adjectives to describe how disgusted I am with what happened and the point that we are at. It's sad. It's disgusting. It's sad, said Representative Brian Mast, Republican of Florida. An Army veteran who lost his legs while serving in Afghanistan, he gave tours of the rotunda to members of the Guard as a way of showing gratitude for their service. Mr. Mast also voted to overturn the results in both Arizona and Pennsylvania and expressed no regret about those votes. He was not among the 10 Republicans who voted to impeach Mr. Trump. Some lawmakers lamented the threat that made the military's presence necessary, with many Democrats irate about the role they said their own Republican colleagues had played in whipping up the rage of the mob that assaulted the Capitol, putting lawmakers' lives in danger. It should not and will not be tolerated, Representative Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat of New York, told reporters. And that's why extraordinary security measures have been taken. In response in part to concerns about Republicans bringing guns to the House floor, new magnetometers have been installed outside the doors of the chamber, a security measure that was challenging for several lawmakers. Typically allowed to bypass the magnetometers at the entrance to the building, several Republicans grumbled about the added layer of security, and some made a point of pushing past police officers despite setting off the alarm. You're taking valuable resources completely away from where it needs to be without any consultation, and you guys did it without any consultation from the minority, Representative Rodney Davis of Illinois, the top Republican on the House Administration Committee, seethed on Tuesday to Representative Steny Hoyer of Maryland, the majority leader. With multiple people testing positive of the coronavirus after sheltering in a room with maskless Republicans, Democrats also enforced a fine system for refusing to wear a mask on the chamber floor. The magnetometers and heightened security were a small contort during the vote to impeach Mr. Trump, given that several lawmakers were still shaken and questioning the ability to attend inauguration safety. On Wednesday, Ms. Pelosi said that the House would vote this month on a rule change that would enforce a fine system for refusing to adhere to the new security protocols, deducting $5,000 and $10,000 from member pay for the first and second offenses of not wearing a mask. What we're dealing with now is combating an insurrection. So I feel like everything's upside down, said Representative Colin Alfred, Democrat of Texas, who recalled whipping off his jacket on the House floor and preparing to defend his colleagues against the rioters. To see National Guardsmen sleeping in the halls, to have the necessary protection of having metal detectors put up to go onto the house floor. I know the word unprecedented is used a lot, but this is unprecedented. And it's also sad. Just so sad. It's intended to be open, Mr. Allred added of the Capitol. It's a museum. It's a place where ordinary Americans should feel like they can come and watch the government work. But while it houses both artifacts of American history and the holders of the highest offices of American democracy, the Capitol complex is in ordinary times an accessible fortress. But with tourists barred as a way to stop the spread of coronavirus, the presence of hundreds of armed troops was even more disconcerting after months of near empty hallways. Several of the soldiers craning their necks to look at the paintings and sculptures etched into the ceiling of the rotunda said they had never been to the Capitol, even as tourists. Their colleagues in another room could be seen dozing next to a plaque commemorating troops who were quartered in the Capitol in 1861 in Statuary Hall, and a small group posed for a photo with the statue of Rosa Parks. What an article. So here we are now with thousands of troopers in the Capitol, and they're not located on the outside. They are sleeping in the Capitol, on the floors, in the rotunda, all over the place, making sure that they are there, just in case the trouble starts again. The descriptive article that I just read for you is found in the New York Times. It was published on January the 13th, 2021. As I said before, the writer of the article is Emily Cochrane, and the title of it is Inside the Capitol for Impeachment, National Guard in Every Corner. Another article I'd like to share with you is found in the San Francisco Chronicle. This was published on January the 14th, 2021. And the title of that article is the writer of that article is Dustin Gardiner. His last name is spelled G-A-R-D-I-N-E-R. And the title of the article is Newsom Calls in National Guard to Secure California Capitol. Now, of course, you need to know that not only is there a stated threat to the Capitol in Washington, but all 50 states have been told by these individuals that they are going to be approaching every last one of the state capitals. And so the San Francisco Chronicle is saying that there is a call for the National Guard to secure California Capitol. Here's that article. Governor Gavin Newsom has called in the California National Guard to help secure the state capitol amid concerns that protesters seeking to keep President Trump in office will create unrest. Newsom said up to 1,000 members of the Guard will be deployed to help protect the Capitol and other state infrastructure in the days before President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration Wednesday. We're treating this very seriously and deploying significant resources to protect public safety, critical infrastructure, and First Amendment rights, Newsom said in a video statement. Let me be clear, there will be no tolerance for violence here. The governor said he was ordering added security in light of last week's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol when rioters supporting Trump overran police barricades and laid siege to the building, resulting in 5 deaths. Earlier this week, the FBI warned of plans for armed protests in Washington, D.C., and at all 50 state capitals in the days leading up to Biden's inauguration. Newsom said law enforcement started beefing up security earlier this week, and a 6-foot chain link fence was erected around the Capitol on Thursday. The building has largely been surrounded by barricades and sealed off from pedestrians since May. The governor said the guard troops were an initial deployment to help the California Highway Patrol secure the complex. In addition, the state has activated its 24-hour emergency operations center to oversee the response to any protests. California will take every necessary measure to protect public safety and or democratic principles and to ensure those disgraceful actions are not repeated here, Governor Newsom said. It's unclear if Trump supporters will gather in Sacramento. A rally that had been set for the Capitol on Sunday was called off after the California Highway Patrol denied a permit for it. The California Highway Patrol cited the potential for civil unrest and said the organizers predicted a 3,000-strong protest would exceed its pandemic cap of 200-person gatherings. Chris Bish, a Republican congressional candidate who had applied for the permit, said attendees wouldn't be safe if they were in the streets without police protection. Tensions remain high in Sacramento. Lawmakers in the state Senate were confronted Thursday by several protesters during a budget hearing, including one who ended an angry public comment by telling them, "We didn't buy guns for nothing." And of course, that's the end of the article right there. That's quite a brief article. The second article that I just read for you is found in the San Francisco Chronicle. Notice that out in California, they have been threatened. And that last sentence is quite indicative of exactly what is happening there. You've got this confrontation in which one of the people in the crowd says, "We didn't buy guns for nothing." Again, the article is found in the San Francisco Chronicle, published on January the 14th, 2021. And the title of it, Governor Newsom calls in the National Guard to secure California Capitol. Last article we'll take a look at today is found in the WBUR website that was published the following day, January the 15th, 2021. And the title of the article is "Capitol Rioters Included Highly Trained Ex-Military and Cops." Again, the title, "Capitol Rioters Included Highly Trained Ex-Military and Cops." Here's some of that article. As President Donald Trump supporters massed outside the Capitol last week and sang the national anthem, a line of men wearing olive drab helmets and body armor trudged purposefully up the marble stairs in a single file line, each man holding the jacket collar of the one ahead. The formation, known as the Ranger File, is standard operating procedure for a combat team that is stacking up to breach a building. Instantly recognizable to any U.S. soldier or Marine who served in Iraq or Afghanistan. It was a chilling sign that many of the vanguard of the mob that stormed the seat of American democracy either had military training or were trained by those who did. An Associated Press review of public records, social media posts, and videos shows that at least 21 current or former members of the U.S. military or law enforcement have been identified as being at or near the Capitol riot, with more than a dozen others under investigation, but not yet named. In many cases, those who stormed the Capitol appeared to employ tactics, body armor, and technology such as two-way radio headsets that were similar to those of the very police they were confronting. These people have training and capabilities that far exceed what any foreign terrorist group can do. Experts in homegrown extremism have warned for years about efforts by far-right militants and white supremacist groups to radicalize and recruit people with military and law enforcement training. And they say the January 6th insurrection that left 5 people dead saw some of their worst fears realized. ISIS and Al-Qaeda would drool over having someone with the training and experience of a U.S. military officer, said Michael Gurman, a former FBI agent and fellow with the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University. These people have training and capabilities that far exceed what any foreign terrorist group can do. Foreign terrorist groups don't have any members who have badges. Among the most prominent to emerge is a retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel and decorated combat veteran from Texas who was arrested after he was photographed wearing a helmet and a body armor on the floor of the Senate holding a pair of zip tie handcuffs. Another Air Force veteran from San Diego was shot and killed by a Capitol Police officer as she tried to leap through a barricade near the House chamber. A retired Navy SEAL, among the most elite special warfare operators in the military, posted a Facebook video about traveling from his Ohio home to the rally and seemingly approving of the invasion of our building and our house. Two police officers from a small Virginia town, both of them former infantrymen, were arrested by the FBI after posting a selfie of themselves inside the Capitol, one flashing his middle finger at the camera. Also under scrutiny is an active duty psychological warfare captain from North Carolina who organized three busloads of people who headed to Washington for the Save America rally in support of the president's false claim that the November election was stolen from him. While the Pentagon declined to provide an estimate for how many other active duty military personnel are under investigation, the military top leaders were concerned enough ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration that they issued a highly unusual warning to all service members this week that the right to free speech gives no one the right to commit violence. Well, I think that says it all, doesn't it? And of course, that's just a part of that article. But you will find that as you investigate and you take a look at some of the things that they are finding out right now, that this whole situation on the 6th of January included a lot more people than you would imagine. America has begun that transition from a Republican form of government to a draconic form of government. But then you and I have been warned of this many, many years ago. And we've been warned for one reason and one reason only, so that we might be ready for the time to come. Dear Heavenly Father, this morning we ask you that you would continue to guide us in the path of righteousness, that you would continue to give us the strength that is so necessary, so that we might walk according to your will, that our lives might reflect you in every detail. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to look within and see the changes that need to be made so that we might surrender to you for the changes necessary. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again today, we must thank you for your consistency in listening to the broadcast each and every day. We're grateful that God has drawn us together that we can study. And we'd like to make an appeal to you that you make a contribution to this ministry so that we might be able to finance our continued service in this area. God bless you and thank you. This has been your daily briefing, January the 18th, 2021.